I think the European budget isn't sort of fully understood, and that when people come to me saying, is there money for X project, they presume there'll always be money there. It's finite, it's small. We're now doing more at the European level than we were when this budget was set a number of years ago. So I think the question for Member States, and indeed the Commission will lead this conversation, is do we need to restructure the budget? Do we need specific own resources, not just relying on member state contributions, in order that we have a budget that's fit for purpose? I've said very clearly that the two big funds, cohesion policy and agriculture policy, take significant parts of the budget. From an Irish point of view, funding for the common agriculture policy is important. We're actually asking farmers to do more now. So I think we need to revise our view of not only the size of the budget, but also allocations to the budget. Conscious as well that we have a war in Ukraine and that we're supporting Ukraine. It's not something that people should fear, but it is something we need to prepare for. I mean, we're talking about enlargement now. It won't happen overnight, but it will happen over time. We will have to decide on the shape of the budget if and when enlargement arrives, and you need to start planning that process now. And I think the conversations will be difficult. I mean, we have had, for the first time, joint borrowing at the EU level. Some member states said that was a one-off and it will not happen again. But I think we have to wait and see how that works out in terms of investment and return. And then frame our discussion around how do we fund Europe, a Europe that's going to be different, a Europe that's part of a big global push. I mentioned that we're 7% of EU emissions, but we have huge leadership responsibility to deliver on climate change. And that requires funding to do that. It's also why our work in the financial area is to get private investment, to get your savings out investing in things that will make a good return that you will benefit from. So retail investment is important. We need to look at how people access advice and finance, all of those kinds of things. So yes, it's a conversation that we will have to have.